feel so good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Commemorations taking place around the country, marking the September 11th attacks 23 years ago. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, along with former President Trump, among the leaders attending the ceremony in Lower Manhattan today. Loved ones reading the names of the nearly 3,000 who died in the attacks in New York, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. First responders still dying from health-related cancers from 9/11. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
This year, there are even more names. Illnesses linked to all the toxic air that engulfed this place have now killed more firefighters than the 343 who died on this day 23 years ago.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv for meetings, announcing more than $700 million in humanitarian aid for Ukraine, all to help strengthen energy infrastructure targeted by Russia and airstrikes. And Hurricane Francine expected to make landfall later this afternoon in Louisiana. This is ABC News. Opening statements underway in the federal trial of three former Memphis police officers, all black, charged with civil rights violations in the January 2023 beating death of Tyre Nichols. Nichols, also black, died in the hospital 3 days after he was kicked and hit with the police baton following a traffic stop. The cost of groceries has gone up significantly. Now a retail giant is entering the food wars.
Amazon is revealing a new food brand called Amazon Saver, which will include pantry staples, produce, and protein. Most of the products priced under $5. It comes after Walmart and Target announced their own price cuts in recent months, and as the biggest proposed supermarket merger in U.S. history between Kroger and Albertsons. Aldi is also adding to the competition. The discount grocery chain says it's adding 13,000 workers while boosting its average hourly rate to $23.
ABC's Rihanna and Ali. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Madison man accused of fatally shooting 19-year-old Zion Broomfield to death outside a high school basketball game in Beloit more than 2 years ago is sentenced to 5 years in prison. Rock County Judge Barbara McCrory at 21-year-old Amari Goodall's Tuesday morning plea and sentencing.
So I have the loss of Zion. I have the loss of a young black man. And I have another young black man that is going to be going to prison, is going to have a felony conviction for the rest of his life, and that's a loss to the community.
Goodall pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of homicide by negligent handling of a dangerous weapon after originally being charged with first-degree reckless homicide. Charges against a man accused of shooting Milwaukee police officers.
35-year-old Keith Jeter faces multiple counts of attempted homicide in connection with last Thursday's incident in which he exchanged gunfire with four Milwaukee police officers as police attempted to serve a felony warrant against Jeter. Jeter was also shot and wounded, and prosecutors say a total of 254 bullet holes and strikes were found at the apartment building where the gunfire took place. All the officers involved involved are on administrative leave during the investigation. One was shot in the hand, and two others suffered graze injuries. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services is highlighting efforts to save lives during Suicide Awareness Month. Crisis Services Coordinator Caroline Crea Newman says some Wisconsin counties have implemented mobile crisis response teams.
If they need a response from law enforcement or from a mobile team, we know that when people are in acute crisis and there is risk of imminent danger, we know that a local immediate in-person response is the best chance of saving a life.
September is Suicide Awareness Month. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
At least for now. Our candidates squared off in prime time last night. My read is there was a little nothing for everybody last night, regardless of which candidate you may favor. I don't know if our farmers want to talk about that or not. I kind of hope they do. We got to talk about something. Grains are pretty quiet ahead of tomorrow's reports. Live with exclamation points added for emphasis via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll catch up with a delegation from the U.S. Meat Export Federation in Japan. Randy Campbell and Tim Skates will fill us in on what's the deal there. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Matt Splitter and Glenn Newcomer. And directly following the news, a very excited Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm outstanding host Davis Michelson filling in for the incomparable Chip Flory. I'm not here to say I can fill the shoes. I'm just saying I can mostly keep her out of the rhubarb while Chip takes some much-deserved time off. In case you haven't heard, he's off fishing. He's fishing. No word from him, so he must be out of cell service. And I can tell that because if he has cell service, he can't keep away from us, beloved listener. He's got to check in with the show and see what's going on if he possibly can. I haven't heard any texts. I haven't read any texts from him. So I'm assuming the fish are biting and Chip is doing what Chip does best, and that is be Chip Flory in nature. In the meantime, did you catch the debate last night? I don't know how I feel about it. Wow. Vice President Harris, I think, surprised Donald Trump and perhaps everyone else, really. I feel like she did a pretty okay job. I don't know. We'll talk to our panelists and see what they made out of it. For me, what each candidate needed to do is to woo the undecided voter. And maybe that's a cinch, but it really seemed like both sides just sort of talked to their base and solidified their own positions. And I don't know if it helped out the undecided voter or not. We'll be digesting this for a few days. And, of course, we've got the free-for-all on Friday morning. I'm very anxious to get to that to talk to Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney, of course. But this morning we've got farmers lined up, and so I'll get their take on all of this if they're willing to give it. And then we've pre-recorded a segment. It was earlier this morning, and, you know, I'm not much of an early riser, but we got, we hooked up with USMEF over in Japan. A couple of delegates were on the show with me later this morning. I'm going to play you that conversation.
on what they're doing over there in Japan. In the meantime, we got to get to the news here. The National Weather Service outlook is looking at Hurricane Francine. It's forecast to make landfall in Louisiana later this evening with damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, and torrential rainfall. Meanwhile, a round of moderate to heavy rain with high elevation snow forecast through the northern Rockies and elevated to critical fire weather concerns across much of the Great Basin and portions of the higher plains. Now, on Hurricane Francine, it does continue to gain strength on the Gulf of Mexico, slightly east of the Texas-Mexico border. This, according to World Weather Inc., the system will move northeast and likely make landfall in the southern central Louisiana coast this evening. The system will then move up through the Delta later Wednesday through Thursday as it gradually weakens over land before dissipating on Friday. The first and perhaps only presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump in Philadelphia saw Harris set an assertive tone from the start. Trump attempted to portray Harris as an out-of-touch liberal, while Harris sought to paint Trump as a self-absorbed and lacking the temperament for the presidency. In a sign of how well Harris's camp believed the night went for them, her campaign immediately demanded another debate. There are 55 days left before Election Day. A group of nearly 40 Iowa Republican lawmakers plan to sue both federal and state courts, claiming the Iowa Utilities Commission acted illegally and unconstitutionally in approving the $8 billion Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. The project, which would connect 57 ethanol plants across several states, has faced opposition due to concerns over safety, property rights, and eminent domain. Sales of four-wheel drive tractors rose marginally in August, but sales of self-propelled combines and two-wheel drive tractors were down by more than 19% compared to August 2023. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack cautioned that restricting 45Z tax credits to U.S. feedstocks for sustainable aviation fuel could hurt U.S. food and ag exports. The Biden administration is set to issue regulations for the $1.75 per gallon tax credits before the Biden administration ends. Inflation continued its decline in August with the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rising 2.5% year-on-year. That's slightly below expectations. That marks the lowest inflation rate since February of 2021, though it remains above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. U.S. mortgage rates fell to 6.29% last week, the lowest reading since February 2023, driving a surge in home purchase and refinancing applications. The sixth consecutive weekly rate drop has encouraged more buyers to enter a real estate market that still faces tight inventory and high prices. And finally here, crude oil prices fell to their lowest level since December 2021 as OPEC lowered its global demand growth forecasts and concerns about China's economic slowdown intensified. Here at home, the WTI contract, let's look out to the November, up 12 cents on the day, 65.26. Look further out, Feb 25, WTI up 8 cents, 64.33. And with that, let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. Margie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Davis. Good morning.
Let's talk about the 2024 ARA conference. Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely, because the agenda is posted and registration is live for the annual Ag Retailers Association conference. It's coming up December 3rd to the 5th in Houston, Texas. We have had a few of the speakers come on as guests on the Scoop podcast, and they are going to be presenting what ag retailers need to know, everything from artificial intelligence and how it's being applied in agriculture today, include as well as biofuels policy. Just had a really interesting interview with lobbyist Tim Urban, who shares that really agriculture is sitting in a winning seat when it comes to biofuels policies because of all the different ways that agriculture can contribute to these alternative fuel sources. And so this is the annual event for ag retailers to come together, have educational sessions, as well as network, and be recognized for their outstanding achievements. As the official publication of ARA, the Scoop will help present the Retailer of the Year Award. We will also be presenting the Scoop Business Innovation Award. And so we're really looking forward to being with everybody throughout the ag retail industry, whether that be distributors, suppliers, wholesalers, et cetera, down in Houston, December 3rd to the 5th.
And, you know, if it's like a lot of other conferences, there's great information, great speakers, great access to information, but the real value probably lies in the interactions, just one-to-one, right? The conversations.
Yep, and just building out your network and sharing some ideas and future collaborations.
Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop, it's great to hear from you. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
That was Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop, and with that, we will turn to the U.S. Meat Export Federation delegation, Randy Campbell and Tim Skates from Japan.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
La 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 la.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by ESN. Don't risk your nitrogen investment. ESN is designed to beat the five ROI killers and provide season-long end to your crop. Learn how ESN works at smartnitrogen.com.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. We have a very exciting conversation right now. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has sent a delegation over to Japan, and I've got two members of that delegation right here on AgriTalk this morning. Let's bring them in one at a time. Tim Skates from Illinois. Tim, good morning. Welcome to AgriTalk. Should I say good morning? I suppose it's probably evening where you are. I'm at about 8:30 a.m. Central Time here in Kansas City, USA. Tim Skates, what time is it where you are, brother?
Well, it's about
10:30. It's about 14 hours ahead. So,
okay, all right. So you're about to wrap up a day there. Tell us about yourself, just real briefly, and what you're up to these days.
Yeah, I'm Tim Skates. I live in Southern Illinois and farm with my family. We raise corn, soybeans, green beans, wheat, and a little bit of cattle.
All right, very good. And also, let me bring in Randy Campbell from Ohio. Randy, good morning. Welcome to AgriTalk. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please, sir.
Good morning. I farm in eastern Ohio with my two brothers. We grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and a little bit of hay.
That Ohio crop is pretty impressive over there. The Eastern Belt doing well. How's it look on the Campbell operation this year?
Not very good.
Ooh.
It quit. All right. It quit raining the end of July.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll
change quick.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll wish you the best for a finish there. Strong finish on the crop. Tim, I'm going to come back to you. Talk to us about what you're doing. You're in Japan there. Talk to us about what you're doing there.
Yeah, I'm on the Illinois Soybean Association board, and you know, we partner with the USMEF on some of their projects, and we have the opportunity to come with them to hear Japan and kind of see some of where those dollars are going, and it's been pretty exciting and informative trip.
Absolutely. And how important is that that market over there in Japan for U.S. meat exports?
Well, for the meat exports, it's very important. And for the soybean farmers, it's important, too, because they, you know, buy a lot of pork and beef, and pork eat a lot of soybeans.
Indeed. Randy, is this your first time visiting Japan?
Yes, it is.
How are you finding it? What are your impressions?
It's quite an incredible country, friendly people, a lot of people, and very clean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very concentrated urban centers, I'm envisioning, with lots of people packed in close together.
Unlike anything I've ever seen.
Really? Really? Okay. So what parts of Japan have you seen? Have you seen a good deal of the country?
Not yet. It's all been downtown Tokyo. Tomorrow we get to head out and see a little bit of the country.
Okay. What are you expecting out there? How are they billing it for you? What do you expect to see?
We were going to an exciting cow tongue processing facility.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm going to see other than cow tongues.
Now, you did mention you're excited about that, which is interesting to me there. Tim, that brings up a good point, Tim. When we're talking about meat exports and Japan being a very important market for us here in the United States, what cuts are they looking for? What is their palate looking for in U.S. meat products?
A lot of the cuts that they're wanting are some of the ones that, you know, aren't probably as desirable, you know, for us in the U.S. So that's good for us, because then we can ship some of the cuts that, you know, they're wanting and we're, you know, have an overabundance of. So it's a good way to get rid of some of the meat that normally we would have a little trouble getting rid of at home.
Absolutely. It's not just all tongue, though, is it? It can't be all tongue.
No. No, it's other trimmings and or beef bowls and, you know, different ways that they prepare it than probably we would.
Are we talking beef mostly?
No, beef and pork.
Okay. All right. Very good. So let's see. If there is, Randy, I'm gonna ask you this. As a farmer, how do you feel? Do you feel like you are what folks there in Japan had expected to see when they think of a farmer from Ohio? How are those conversations and those interactions going with locals there in Japan?
I guess I can't really answer what they expected to see.
I suppose not. Yep.
they just want to know where their food comes from and how we produce it. It's a big disconnect, and they're really interested in our story.
Well, and it's great that that we can send guys like you and Tim Skates over there to tell that story. So give us just a little bit of that story. What do you tell them? What is that story?
Well, we just tell them, you know, we're how sustainably, that's the big word in the world right now, is we produce our, whether it be meat or crops, and how far we've come in the last 20 or 30 years in making that production more sustainable.
Yeah, Tim, let me throw that over to you as well. As sustainability, that's a word that for a while there made farmers bristle a little bit. It felt like a sort of a buzzword, but if we're talking about filling the needs of international customers, man, we need all of the outside demand that we can possibly muster. These are things that our customers are apparently concerned with as well. Fair statement?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, we have the opportunity to kind of tout some of our sustainability as opposed to maybe someone, you know, a farmer in Brazil or something, and that, you know, when they're clear cutting, you know, some new farm ground or something like that, that you know, for the most part, there's not much of that going on in the United States anymore. So I think that's, you know, kind of a difference. But with the Japanese farmers, I think their farms are quite a bit smaller than what ours are. So I think they're always a little more surprised at the acreage difference than in their farmers than us.
Yeah, they've got a very limited amount of space there that they can use. Randy, I see that your farm there, the Campbell Brothers Inc., spans 2,500 acres, corn, soybeans, and wheat. That's got to be a big number for people there in Japan to hear that you're working 2,500 acres all at the same time.
I believe it's quite a shock to them. I believe they presented that a farm here is like 4.5 acres.
Wow. Wow. Tim, that's not enough room to grow a cow, is it?
No. Maybe you could turn one around.
That's right. We only turn the cows around here. We don't actually grow them. Well, so Tim, how do you envision U.S. meat exports making a new way in there? Maybe you're looking at solidifying some old relationships here. How do you feel like it's going? Have you been well received? Is the mission accomplishing its goals?
Yeah, I think that it is. We've been to a couple of retail grocery stores and we, you know, they've showed us some of the ways that are promoting, you know, U.S. beef and U.S. pork in the grocery stores. They, you know, they'll have taste testings and they'll have cards to, you know, show how to prepare, you know, the U.S. pork or U.S. beef. And, you know, it seemed like they were always had a crowd around wherever they were, you know, serving the little taste testing bits of meat and giving out the recipe cards. So it looked like it was, you know, a pretty popular idea there.
Well, and delicious U.S. meat products speak for themselves, don't they? Randy Campbell, yeah. Your expectations for the remainder of the trip?
I think maybe we've just gotten started into it. Tomorrow looks like a really exciting day. Maybe even actually get to meet some Japanese farmer, and that would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. I'd love to be a fly on the wall during that conversation. You know, I've got to let you go. Y'all are probably getting ready for bed over there in Japan. Randy Campbell from Ohio, Tim Skates from Illinois in Japan with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, guys.
Thanks for talking with us.
You bet. And we'll be right back with more AgriTalk.
always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up a cent to $23.93, November down 3 to $23.40, December steady at $22.35, January up 14 to $21.03. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle lower, feeder cattle mostly higher. Now, the cattle markets on the live cattle side are trying to find some type of support. There's no cash trade that's been developed. Some of the outside markets are a bit nervous on how the Federal Reserve will react to the consumer price index data. And so that's pressuring live cattle. But feeder cattle, though, they're still moving mostly higher as traders really aren't finding any unforeseen support, but really not finding any unforeseen pressure either. Now, a hog market's moving mostly higher. It's a technically driven rally in the markets. A lot of short covering happening today. October live cattle down 25 cents to 176.07. September feeder cattle up 75 cents to 239.22. October hogs up 90 cents to 79.45. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher. A lot of this is the trade doing a lot of positioning ahead of the WASD report tomorrow. And there is some support coming from the very dry weather in Brazil. September corn up 1¾ to 381¼. September beans up 3/4 to 978¼. December wheat up 6½.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday. And welcome back to AgriTalk, your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk in Chip's stead for the remainder of the morning shows this week. This afternoon, we've got Ted Seifert, the pride of Chicago, hosting for us. I'm not sure who he's brought along as his guest. It's always a great conversation when Seifert's around. Right now we've got a farmer forum lined up. Let's start. Let me bring in Matt Splitter. Good morning, Matt. How's everything?
Oh, everything's good. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Now I have you, let's see, out in Kansas. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we are in central Kansas, right in the middle of the state, here northwest of Hutchinson, about 30 miles.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's kind of where the where it rains some years and it doesn't rain most years. So.
Okay. Well, was this a rain or doesn't rain kind of a year for you?
Yeah, this year we've last check we're about 8 inches behind average this year, so we are awfully dry and crops have matured early. And we're about 90% done with the dryland corn harvest already. And usually about this on normal, we wouldn't have even started dryland corn harvest yet.
Yeah. I imagine there might have been a yield pull against your APH this year if it's dry.
Yeah, just a little bit. We're probably 10 to 15 percent behind APH. There are some bright spots here and there, but a lot more disappointment than bright spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and let's look over to the other end of the Corn Belt, Glenn Newcomer. I've got you out of Ohio, Mr. Newcomer. Welcome to AgriTalk. How you doing?
Yes. Hey, good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that. Give us an update. What's outside your windshield there this morning?
Well, we're in the very northwest corner of Ohio, and I feel like I live in Kansas right now because it's drier than I'd like it to be right now. We had a late start this year, and it was more important for us to have August rains to finish this crop out, and we just haven't had really any significant amount of rain for many weeks right now, and the crop is starting to turn. No harvesting has really occurred in this area, but it's changing fast because it's just flat out dying the maturity from the dryness. And even though we're in the northwest corner of the state, we are near as dry as it is in the southern part of the state. So we have a lot to be thankful for, but we're aware that harvest is going to start probably picking up here in about 3 weeks, I would imagine.
Okay, so you got a little ways to go yet before combines roll. They found
nothing,
a pretty decent.
Nothing has been harvested here.
Okay. They found a pretty decent crop out there in Ohio. You won't know until obviously the yield monitor tells the tale. Do you have a sense for which direction your yield went during August?
Well, it's going to be a challenge for us to make our APH this year. And I know there's good crops out there that they've matured, but at least in this part of the world, it will be a struggle for us to hit our historic average. Yeah, well, I'm looking actually at yields probably being 5 to 10% off. That's just where we're at. It looks good, but when you actually get out and start looking at the development of the crop, it's shallow kernel and flat pods.
Matt Splitter, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit because I'm curious, but are your bins swept out and clean, or are you still holding on to some grain on farm?
We moved all of our old crops here before this coming harvest, and we're filling back up with the harvest that's coming out of the field now. And, you know, the quality, our test weights are pretty poor, but, you know, as quality goes, we're still pretty happy with the quality, just need more bushels.
Well, I imagine you can save a little bit on propane for drying some of that corn down, yeah?
Yeah, we kind of did a revamp on our dryer this year, and the first load came in, and we're like, I guess we're not going to need our dryer this fall quite yet, but we still have all our irrigated to come off, and we'll start cutting it, you know, the next week or 2 weeks, and hopefully around that low 20 moisture and get the dryer ran, get the grain ran through it. The irrigated looks good. I think we're going to be well above APH on the irrigated. But like I said, the dry land just took a kind of hit on the corn side.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, to be fair, I've held Matt's feet to the fire on the condition of storage there on the farm. How are you looking there on farm storage?
We're in the same situation. Basically, we emptied our bins out many months ago, and I'm glad we did because of the erosion in price since then. So it was a good move for us to get the inventory moved. And I think that's the situation for most farmers around here. Their bins are empty. They're ready to go. But because of that influx of grain going to town here in August, there's definitely pressure on basis and prices in our area.
Yeah, for sure. Well, fellas, we need to get in the conversation, and I haven't mentioned it yet in this program. I think now's as good a time as any. Guys, it's 9/11. That pivotal day that changed so much for so many in our nation and in our world. Glenn, let me throw it to you. You can decline. Sure. You can take a pass if you'd like, but if there's mm-hmm. something you'd like to say or get off your chest or a reflection, maybe. I mean, it's 9/11, man.
Yeah, I know it's a sacred day in the history of our country, and 9/11 definitely brings forward a lot of emotions for people. I think all of us can remember exactly what was going on at that moment on that day in 2001. So, it's one of those things where, I was in a meeting at that time, and I remember the speaker said, "Our world has changed forever." And I, even though it happened at that moment, nothing could have been more truthful. And, it's unfortunate that we live in a world that things like that, tragedies like that happen. But as Americans, we need to come together and support each other, and we need to look at what's important for our country. And, mm-hmm. you know, not to sound political, but that's what's missing from our world today.
Yep. Matt, your reflections on 9/11, do you have any for us?
Yeah, I was in high school when 9/11 happened. I was in the middle of a class, and everything stopped at that moment, and we spent the next 5 to 6 hours just watching the newscast and the news coverage, and it was a really influential time in my life, being a young teenager, and I think it really shaped my not just appreciation, but my the deep, profound patriotism. What I feel for first responders and things like that. It's really kind of strange. We have a lot of young employees, and this morning we were talking about it. My pickup was full of guys this morning, and half of them were born after 2011, and you can just tell it doesn't mean as much to them as it does the generation who was alive, and it was just so influential. And I'm sure everybody's coming off the debate from last night, and it's kind of sad to see the current situation of our political scene mm-hmm. when we're reflecting on such a pivotal moment in our history, and yes. just the unity, just the dang unity that we had in 2001 to 2002, 3, 4, for many years. And where's that gone? Why are we so divided? If a day like today doesn't hit home, I think you better check yourself. This country doesn't need to be divided. And I don't want to, by God, we don't need another disaster to unify us again.
You know what's interesting about what he said about generations who weren't alive and don't appreciate it or have the same feelings about it? I remember when 9/11 happened, it made me kind of identify with what the generation before us, my parents, said about the assassination of President Kennedy, and the generation before that about Pearl Harbor Day. Just, the whole thing about remembering where you were at and how it sticks with you and so forth. And frankly, I hope that future generations don't find out firsthand about what that dreadful feeling is like.
Well, and unfortunately, as I was raising daughters in this world, one of the things that I tried to impress upon them is to respect the danger. Now, I would argue even more so than in 2001, we are living in a world that is frightening. The drums of war are beating, and yet we find our nation more divided than I can ever remember it. God forbid it takes something like that to bring us all back together. But if anything good came out of that terrible, tragic day, it was that Americans realized this is still a dangerous world. We are still vulnerable. We need to hang together and trust our leadership. And that brings us to our leadership, fellas. Matt, you mentioned you didn't watch the debate. That's an enviable position, my friend. I'd like to talk about it just a little bit. I watched as much of it as I could take.
Yeah, I'm not sure how envious anybody should be. I was at a state fair Taylor Swift cover band last night with my daughters. So I'm not sure which was yeah, your reaction maybe says it all, today we're at the Husker Harvest Day, we're in a drought, and we're, you know, I'm walking around and I'm seeing all of the high priced equipment, and I'm seeing, you know, everything that's kind of going on, and crop insurance, man, we need crop insurance. We need that farm bill. Let's get that farm bill passed.
Hear, hear. Maybe we should start there. Farm bill. Heck yeah. I do want to get at least some more thoughts on the debate itself. Glenn, maybe we'll throw to you when we come back. But yeah, we got to talk about the farm bill. We've got a rousing farmer forum going here on your Wednesday morning on AgriTalk. Stick around.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Ben Runge is a sustainable systems agronomist for Foreground by Bayer. Ben, farmers and landowners, they've heard about carbon markets, various carbon programs. What do they need to know, and why should farmers care about the details?
Bayer has recently partnered with a consumer packaged goods company to bring in additional revenue of up to $20 an acre in states like Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin for growers that have adopted no-till, strip-till, or cover crops on or after the fall of 2019. And we can actually offer a one-time payment of up to $48 per acre for historical practices going back to the 2020 crop year. So really now, with all these opportunities being injected into the marketplace, now is really the time to take advantage of those opportunities.
Excellent. Where can listeners go for more information, Ben?
Bayer, foreground, foreground.com.
Thank you, Ben. That is Ben Runge, sustainable systems agronomist for Foreground by Bayer.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory. And welcome back to AgriTalk. You know, sometimes the newsmakers talk about it with me, your pal, Davis Michelson. We've got Matt Splitter and Glenn Newcomer as our guests on the Farmer Forum today. A great conversation, a conversation about 9/11. And what it meant to our guests and to myself and Big Apple Joe Stackler as well. Let's move on to last night's presidential debate. Glenn, I'm going to bring you in on this.
Sure.
Matt was at a Taylor Swift cover band concert, which I think I might have preferred to where I was, which was in front of my television set. Glenn, your thoughts on the debate last night?
Yeah. Well, let's just say I watched segments of it. I could not stomach the whole debate myself. I guess in my mind, you know, I think the comments that you made in the first half hour of the show is spot on, that each one was talking to their base. They hit the highlights, the points that their base would support and understand and cheer and get behind. But as far as changing or swaying the votes of any undecided voter in the middle, which to me, I fail to understand what an undecided voter is at this stage, but yeah. The independent voter in the middle is truly going to probably determine who the next president of this country will be. And the effects of that are going to be so dramatic. We are definitely going in two different directions, regardless of who gets elected.
Well, that's right. And it's so hard to find the middle ground. Matt, maybe you can talk me off the ledge here, but I got to be honest, I'm becoming extremely cynical about the whole process. I mean, down to the monkeying around with the RFS, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting on guidance for this or for that from this or that agency, or, you know, maybe it's I don't know. The whole thing is turning me into a political agnostic. And to be honest, I don't necessarily feel like my views were represented last night on that debate stage. Matt, help me out here. I mean, you talked about unity around 9/11, and man, we could use a little bit of unity right now, dude.
Yeah, I've got two things to say here. One is, you know, of course, we're ag focused, you know, but we're humans as well. And so on the ag side, you know, they say that the average farmer, the average human is 3 years or 3 generations removed from agriculture, 3 generations removed from farming, which doesn't bode well for policy, you know, in the sense of RFS, no. If you get a farm bill passed, you know, I don't even know what the statistics are of how many congressmen or senators or the congresswomen come from ag areas. And so I think that's a real challenge to make sure they understand that this is a priority. This is, you know, it was less than 3% of the population is feeding the world. That should be a statistic that's staggering in itself. But the one thing, you know, politics in general have just become a game. You know, we've seen, you know, just look at the NFL. You know, the NFL has become so much more popular, and it's the game. You know, people like the game. And I think that the Democrats have hit it right on the head that they're dang good at this game. You know, they're really good at the game. And regardless of what political stances are, policy stance, anything like that, they are playing the game very well. And that's, you know, it's scary to have such a polarizing base in the sense of, you know, Republicans versus, and Democrats. And I don't say versus, but Republicans and Democrats.
And it's almost a shame now that we can't have an opinion without being criticized.
Right.
And that's part of that unity is that, you know, I have opinions and my opinions probably fall on both sides on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But by God, I don't dare talk about it because it's very polarizing. You could lose friends over it. You know, we could lose part of our business over our opinion. And that's not right. That is just not right.
I would agree with you. Well said. Glenn, it sort of felt to me, going back to respect the danger, I feel like Mr. Trump didn't respect the danger there. I felt like he came in, felt like he was going to mop the floor with the vice president. She stood up for herself very well, and I feel like she had a pretty good night, and it seemed like it caught him completely flat-footed. Your thoughts?
Well, I think when you're in that political arena, you never want to underestimate who you're speaking against or what you're up against. And you need to be able to, convey your points. And I think a lot of the bickering and the finger pointing and some of the ugliness of the campaign needs to go away. And if they would just focus on the issues and talk more about what they're going to do if their party gets in control. I think most Americans would be able to make better decisions from that, but you have quite a diversity of personalities here. And, you know, depending on which side of the aisle you're on, you either love them or hate them. And it's unfortunate that we can't find the common ground.
Yep. Absolutely. And meanwhile, Matt, dude, we need to see a farm bill. And it just feels like everybody's holding their breath from the ag side. And on the in Congress, it just doesn't seem to be a priority. Or maybe they're thinking, well, we'll wait and see how this election shakes out. Wait and see how the election shakes out. That doesn't help me. I don't feel any better about it at all. Your thoughts on the farm bill, Matt?
Haven't we been hearing that for 2 years? Well, we can get through the election cycle. Well, heck, you had 2 years to get this thing done. Let's wrap it up. Let's get it done. You know, but we all have to get up the same way every day. We put our shoes and pants on the same way, and we got to go out to work. But it's really hard to go to work without direction. You know, and frankly, if I depended on the government to determine the success of my operation, I should be fired tomorrow. You know, and so we're going to continue to do business as normal. We're going to continue to do what's best for our landowners and for us, but we're also going to be the best stewards of the ground that we can be. And, you know, the soil is our greatest resource, and I don't need anybody to tell me that. I don't need the government to tell me that. I don't need, programs to tell me what my greatest resource is. But it would be nice to know where I might be penalized, I guess is the best way to say it.
Sure, sure. Well, fellas, we're running out of time fast. Just real quick, Glenn, what you got going today? What's next on your priorities list?
Oh, boy. Well, it's midweek here and stuff. We've got some equipment being worked on in the shop. We're getting things converted over for fall, just putting the final touches on things. And, life is good right now. This is kind of the calm before the storm for us. And we're ready for the next operation. So I want to say it's where we want to be, but for right now, the way the weather's throwing it at us, we're where we want to be.
Outstanding. Well, we're going to have to close it off there. Matt Splitter, I know you've got work to do today. We appreciate you being on with us this morning, sir. Thanks so much for your words. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And, of course, Glenn Newcomer out in Ohio. Thanks, Glenn. Great conversation today.
Okay. Appreciate it very much for the opportunity to visit. Enjoy your day.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer Podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money